You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100. It's your boys in the morning.
I love you guys.
Aww,
we love you.
Oh my gosh.
No Filter Friday, and Jeremy, the lines are they're full.
I love
they're
seeing full. This. Yes, packed.
So we're going to try to get to them all as quickly as possible. So we're not going to be rude. We're just going to might have to go fairly quickly. Here's Kim on line one.
Good morning, Kim.
Hi, Kimmy Kim.
What are you doing?
Hi. I am driving the kid to school because he goes to Boulder Valley and they don't understand how to close school.
Oh, no.
I thought Boulder was, Boulder was on accident alert, but I guess they didn't close the school, huh?
Well, you're a hardy bunch.
No way.
Well, you know what? It's a good life lesson, though, isn't it, Kim? The rest of us are getting up and going to work. We made it in just fine.
Yeah. So what's your question?
So I have the day off. I was planning on going snowshoeing by myself, but blizzard conditions by myself, not a good idea. What should I do?
What should you do with your day?
Why can't you go by yourself?
Yeah, you're going to be all right.
You're snowshoeing. It's the snow, and that's when you snowshoe, right?
Yeah, you just bundle up.
No,
bring
you
a phone.
Blue sky.
Oh, you're with a... All right.
Blue sky.
You're with a what?
A guide.
No, guide. Blue skies.
Oh, blue skies. I thought you said a guide.
Yes. No.
Are you looking for something indoors, then?
I guess.
What time do you have to pick up your kid?
Six?
Whoa, you have all day.
Dang. You know what you ought to do? Have you ever done this? Have you ever taken a day where you've done both either a double or triple feature at a theater?
I have not.
So what you do is you pack like a couple of things. If you got a big purse, you put a bunch of good snacks and stuff like that in, and you go in and you go to the theater, you watch one movie, and you walk out of that, you go into another one, you watch that, and sometimes you can do three and do a triple feature in one day.
Your booty is going to hurt.
That's why you walk around there. A little bit in between.
I have to go to one that has the recliners.
Yeah,
so there you go.
Just lay there. Just do that. You know where they are. You can find those online and do that and do at least a double feature today.
The trick is finding two or three movies that are actually decent that are out right now. That's the trick.
But still.
And then,
you don't want to do that, huh?
And then text during the whole thing.
And talk to everybody.
Can you believe that happened?
Well, we wanted you to go snowshoeing or go to a double feature, and you seem to be poo-pooing both of those. So Dom and Jeremy have today failed.
Why don't you just sit home and eat? It's a good day for eating. Go home, get your eating pants on.
Make some white chili. Yeah.
Make something with bread.
I already got my yoga pants on. They're my eating pants.
Those are eating pants.
You're so ready to go.
Sit just at home eat. And eat, and then just Netflix and chill.
Yeah, do that.
Hang out.
All right.
Okay.
Well, thanks. Well,
yeah, I feel like we were no help at all.
Well, we weren't help, but I mean, don't have a lot to work with when the weather conditions are like this.
She wanted to go snowshoeing. It's snowing.
Go snowshoeing. Well, just go somewhere. Here's Janelle on the phone. Janelle, why don't you go snowshoeing where there's like a lot of people around? Like, I wouldn't go up there outside of Boulder into the middle of nowhere.
No, go to Park Meadows and snowshoe around the parking lot and go in and get a Cinnabon.
Why not? Just live life.
Come on.
Janelle, welcome to the show.
Hi, guys.
Hey.
So glad you called. What's on your mind today?
So you guys always make everybody in Denver's morning awesome with your funny stories. And so I wanted to share a story about my 5-year-old Alice. She thinks my job is like the most amazing job ever. I help on a labor and delivery unit deliver babies all the time. Yeah. And so every time I get off of work, she's like, how many babies did you have? Were they boys, girls, all these different questions. And so one night I told her, I said, we didn't have any babies, but I went over to postpartum and I got to hold a baby and feed a baby. And so a few days later, I go into the school and the teacher pulls me aside and she goes, so what is it that you do for work? And I was like, well, I work on labor and delivery and I help deliver babies. She's like, well, Alice told her class that you deliver babies and that you breastfeed them.
All right. That's pretty good. What did you say? What was your reaction?
Well, I looked at her and I said, well, I feed babies sometimes, you know, but it's a bottle. And so I pulled Alice aside And I said, honey, why did you tell your teacher that I do that? And she's like, well, that's how you fed me and Sissy, so I just figured you were sharing my booty milk.
You know what? She put two and two together. And
here's the thing, Janelle. I got to tell you something. After all these years, when we get somebody on the line who says, hey, I want to tell you a funny story, in our experience, 6 times out of 10, it's not funny at all.
Well, about their kid, usually. Yeah.
Yours was absolutely wonderful.
Spot on. Well done.
And so thank you for sharing, and I hope you have a fun weekend, okay?
I'm glad I made you boys smile. You have a great weekend, too.
Bye, Janelle.
Totally made us smile.
That's
the kind of stuff we like for No Filter Friday. Here comes Dan. Yeah. Hello, Dan. Welcome to the show.
Hey, boys. How you doing?
Good. Hey, Dan, how are you? Dan. Are you sober?
So I am. I was hoping for some help.
What?
I have my company's annual party tomorrow, and it's a 20s-themed party, and the owner of the company decided to have a Charleston dance competition where the winner gets money, and I'm not sure if my dignity is worth the money or if I should just go for it and try and win it.
Do you have any idea how to do the Charleston?
I've YouTubed it.
Yeah.
I've tried it.
Yeah.
But
it might be so bad that you do win. You know, you could get the sympathy vote. Like, oh, right, look at Dan. Look at Dan go.
With enough energy, you'd win it.
How much money is this worth?
Yeah, what's the prize?
$500.
Oh, then you definitely
go for it.
Come on.
But then the other thing is, so we will have one of our clients at this party, and I work with them all the time, and it's the first time I'm meeting them. There's like 20 of them.
Well,
okay, so I will say that's...
No.
Awkward.
No, because they're gonna see that you are an unabashed, fun-loving risk taker. And I think you just pull them aside at the very beginning and say, look, I'm giving you a heads up. I'm going to be doing the Charleston contest. And maybe they'll want to join you.
Maybe. Oh, there we go.
There it is.
With some finger snapping.
And now, Dan to the stage.
Oh, yeah.
When is this party?
Right, maybe I'll try it. Maybe I'll go for it.
Just do it. Come on. Just do it. Have some
just
fun.
Just do it, Dan.
When did you say it is? Is it this weekend?
It's tomorrow, yeah.
Yeah, all right. Well, then call us on Monday and tell us how you did.
All right. If I win, it's worth it. If I don't win, then...
It's still going to be worth it, Dan. Get out of your comfort zone. Have some fun.
Yeah. I mean, are you a little bit... Do you take yourself too seriously?
No.
Wait a minute. How old
Definitely not. I mean, 30... The last time I did a dance competition was at a basketball game during halftime, and I ended up winning that, and I won a whole bunch of tacos. So maybe, you know, I can.
How many tacos are we talking, Dan?
I mean, we're talking like 100 tacos.
What? What did you do with 100 tacos?
Well, you'd get more than that if you won $500. You can get more tacos than 100.
Yeah, you're right.
Was this 100 tacos all in one sitting, or was this spread out over a couple months?
No, at that moment, they fed the section at the basketball arena.
Oh,
gotcha.
All my buddies. There were a lot of us.
Tacos!
There was a lot of tacos, and we were starving, so I knew I had to go for it.
Well, dude, you've got a winning track record, so do it. You're going to win $500.
Right. Did one of your buddies do some video of you doing the dance-off at the basketball game?
I think my now wife might have something somewhere, but I wish it was on camera.
Okay, well, ask her, because if it exists somewhere, you need to send it to us so we can put it on our Facebook page, okay?
Okay.
Good All right, luck. Dan.
Call us Monday and tell us how you do, okay?
Sounds good. Happy Friday.
You too, buddy.
Thank you, buddy. Thank you. Joey.
What's going on, guys? How are you?
We're just hanging out on a Friday.
I got the Charleston stuck in my head now.
Nice. That'll happen.
So what's on your mind?
So with your disclaimer before No Filter Friday, you talked about how people can sometimes get upset or whatnot. Mm-hmm. And I know you guys often poke fun with each other. So I was curious if you've ever had a time where the mics went off and the gloves came off and you guys kind of went at it in the studio there. If you guys ever got in each other, under each other's skin.
Back in 2004, I broke Dom's nose.
He broke my nose, but I actually knocked him out. He was unconscious.
And then Dom came back with a strong right. Boom. Mm-hmm. No. I cannot think of a time.
Because from the very first day that he was working on the show, I just gave Jeremy crap and he gave it back. So we've got 15 and a half years of experience of just giving each other a very hard
time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so there's no way we could get upset about anything. Nothing.
I know. So. I wish we had something juicy for you, buddy, but we take each other not very seriously off
the closest, the closest he ever came to really being upset is when I made out with his wife. But other than that, there wasn't anything.
Well, he made me watch, too, which was
the
worst.
Was
he tied me to a chair, and he's like, watch this.
And then when I told Nicole after a couple of minutes, I said, all right, that's all. She goes, oh, no, it's not all.
Dumb.
And he was a little upset by that. But other than that, nothing.
Well,
did that answer your question, Joey?
Yeah, it does. That was quite the...
That's weird, huh? That's awkward. That's awkward for Joey. What are you doing in the snow today, Joey? Anything fun?
Oh, well, I work nights. I'm going to go home and sleep.
Nice.
Oh, good for you.
Good for you, man.
Well, we appreciate you listening. We appreciate you calling, and we appreciate you being in the spirit of this show. We always appreciate that, okay?
No worries.
All right, buddy.
Thank you.
Drive carefully. All right. The person who's been holding the longest is Kelsey. Kelsey, you get to bring it home today on No Filter
Woo!
Friday.
Woo!
Thank you for holding.
Seriously, thanks for being on hold for so long.
Yeah, of course.
What's going on?
Hi. My question is about wedding things. I'm getting married in May, and so my fiance and I are, you know, doing all the details and putting together our wedding registry. And so my question is about gift items, and I'd love to get your input on what is the best, creative, funny, whatever, just your input on what we should put on the registry outside of the norm.
Well, I have a couple questions first.
Yes.
Question number one is, what is this dude's name?
His name is Robert.
Okay,
oh,
so
he sounds dreamy.
And then the other question is, how long have you known this guy?
Yeah, so I have known him for almost 6 years now.
Six years.
So you guys, you don't need like a bunch of stuff like spatulas and blenders and all that crap, right?
No, not really. No, so a few things that would be sweet to get like new things of, but yeah, really, we don't have.
The thing I did for my wedding is we went to one of those furniture places and opened up an account there so people could donate money to get furniture. Which is what we told Dom to do.
And then everybody else got the Target stuff.
So we had two registries, Kelsey. This sounds so bad, but we had one for the haves and the one for the have-nots.
Yeah.
So the people that have less, we gave them like the Target registry, and then Dom, we gave him the furniture registry.
Kelsey, and here's when nobody knew this, all right? Until
nobody
at the
knew.
Reception, and Jeremy's out there on the dance floor dancing, and I'm talking with other people, and some stuff came up about the registry. And I said, did you guys help out with the furniture? And they're like, what are you talking about? What furniture? They said, we just had a Target thing for like a set of towels for $18. And mine was something like $600 was like the minimum that I could do.
It wasn't that much.
Oh my God. What a jerk. So don't do that. Okay.
Yeah. Don't do that.
Remember I said I knocked him out one time? That's
that
why.
That was it at my wedding. Well, do you guys want money for like a trip or something? I mean, that's kind of fun.
Yeah. So we're definitely open to the, you know, experiential gifts, I guess is kind of what they're calling it. But that's definitely like something.
Oh, your phone is cutting out
on us quite a bit here. I tell you what, we're going to put you on hold. We'll talk about this here for just a second. Thank you very much for your call. Your phone
bad.
Just really crapped out on us. What do you think she should put on there? I like the experience. I used to be against those. The whole thing about, hey, pay for our honeymoon.
Yeah, but if you're given a gift anyway, put the $20 towards that.
Right. So I've kind of come around over the last
like
few
that.
Years.
Or just so any of these accounts where you can use the money for whatever I'm a fan of. A new car.
Could you do, like, if it's an experience, does it always have to be a trip to Hawaii? Could it be something like a four-pack to one of those, what are those rooms called? The escape rooms?
That's dumb.
That's not dumb. Those are a kick in the pants. And then the newlyweds are probably like, get another couple, go out.
That's only fun around Halloween. You go do those.
You're such a stick in the mud, Jeremy.
That's dumb.
You're such a stick in the mud. You just stay in little
marriage in general is one big escape room. So.
And on that
for the next 50 years, you'll be looking for a way out.
On that note, one that I cannot argue with. We will move on. Kelsey, congratulations in May. Did you get your invitation? Because I didn't.
I didn't at all.
Huh. I'm sure it'll be a lovely time. Jeremy, that wraps up another No Filter Friday.
Thank you, everybody.
I don't think anybody got mad today.
Hopefully not.
I don't think so.